episode 2203, Ditch the Pause Button.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is time to get your healthy lifestyle on. Yes, it is Wellness Wednesday. And you know, here at Create Your Now, it's all about fine-tuning everything that you do in your everyday life. It's not about trying to do one thing perfect. It's about finding what you can do in your everyday. So it's time to ditch the pause button. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life can lead us down paths of pause. Too much to do, too busy, not enough time. A life lived from the back burner. However, when it comes to your health, you have to ditch the pause button. There are so many things that we so casually delete in our lives. Think about it. We delete the child's basketball game. Don't have time to go to it. I got to do something else at home. So I'm going to stay home. Not that they're not important. You just make the decision. Yeah, it's a choice that you made. So you delete that. It's gone. You ditch the dishes. I would like to ditch the dishes every day, but you can't do that, right? You got to have clean dishes to eat your food. Well, at least I hope so. We ditch the news. Maybe that's a good thing. We ditch shoveling the snow. We even ditch preparing for that meeting. Instead, we focus on, okay, well, if I get all of this done, then I'll have like an extra 15 minutes. That's plenty of time. But you aren't so quick to ditch what doesn't serve your body. Did you know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? It lives within you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20 says this. Now, I'm reading this out of the Amplified Version. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then honor and glorify God with your body. Are we doing that? And I really want you to think about that. Are you doing it with your snacks? Are you doing it with your breakfast? What about your lunch? Are you eating lunch? What about your dinner? You were created with everything you need, which is pretty incredible when you think about it. Your body is extraordinary. If you give it what it needs, it can take care of itself. Now, the cool thing is through the advancement of science, we've been able to fine-tune things. Why do you think we're living longer now? And not only is our life expectancy longer, but the quality of life is better. Well, at least we hope so. For the most part, it is. Not for some, not so much. And those some not so much usually has to deal with what? How they cared for their body. If you take care of it, your body will take care of you. You get one body. There's nothing right now here on this earth, and I don't even know that I would want it if I really put my mind to it, to have a different body. Because that wouldn't be me. Now, I would like to give up a few things, let's be honest. You know, I'd like to be a little bit taller. Then I wouldn't look so, you know, my frame wouldn't be as wide as I feel tall. I'm not exactly that, but I feel that way at times. I'd be lengthened out a little bit. And, you know, I wouldn't have to wear 4 or 5 inch heels. I could maybe wear 2 inch heels and be okay with it. But you see, when you really look at things like that, what is all of that? That's just this persona that we are putting upon ourselves, adopting as if we have to have that in order what? To be worthy, to be beautiful, to be honored. And I'm telling you right now, no, you can't do that. You are already worthy. You were already bought at the most expensive price, and that was the blood of Jesus Christ. That says you're worthy. You don't need anything else. But I know for me, If I'm really real and raw with you, there are days that it doesn't feel like that's enough. I question myself and I'm like, I look in the mirror and yes, I love who I see, but what I see, not so much. Those thighs, they can go. But you know what? Those thighs, those Superman calves, they are the strongest part of my body. Why do you think I can do 22 miles in 2 days? That's ridiculous. I didn't say I did it fast, but I did it. Just yesterday, I walked over 11 miles. Now, I did it at two different times. I did it while coaching a client. I did it while talking to my mom. And then I did it while talking to another client. And so I spread it out. But it wasn't like, okay, it's all at one time. Could it have been? Of course it could have been. But you see, we take our bodies for granted. You thought 2020 was going to be a good year. What about 2021? What do you need your body to do for you? Think about that question. What do you need your body to do for you? Because if you're asking your body to do that, then you need to in turn say, then what do I need to do for my body? Do you think I like walking 11 miles? Yeah, sometimes I do. Because it's quiet. Nobody's with me. The kids aren't following me. Well, I guess they could, but they don't. They kind of like that quiet time. I get up early. Sometimes I get up before the sun rises and I'm walking in the dark and then I continue walking and the sun comes up. It's a beautiful way for me to spend time in the presence of God. That's just what I do. It allows me to clear my head because it works different parts of my system. It really engages my limbic system. And it says, okay, fire, fire, fire. And I'm not living just in the prefrontal cortex. No. I'm living where I'm creative. We're all creative. But the problem is we're shutting down our own bodies because we're not willing to do what our bodies need us to do. We ask our bodies to perform certain functions. Come on, you got this. Come on, calves. Come on, thighs. Keep pumping. Those biceps, keep picking up those gallons of milk. Pick up that child. You got this. Do those dishes. Fold that laundry. We want all these little details done with our fingers. And our toes, what? They help keep us grounded so we don't fall over. Yeah, you may not like your feet, but they're there for a purpose. We take our bodies for granted. And it's about time that we give our bodies the respect that it so deserves. Not just because you only get one, because you only get one. Do you really want to be the bionic woman? Do you really want to be the bionic man? I don't think so. So honor your body as it asks for us to do in the Bible. You were created with everything you need, so it's time to ditch the pause button. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Ditch the pause button. Now, I know this can be very challenging, but in all honesty, it doesn't have to be. Why do you think we call it the KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy? It's so what? That we break it down so it's so simple. It's not necessarily easy, but you can apply it in your everyday and get results. And I know because everything I teach you, I'm doing. Do I do it perfect all the time? No. Do I treat my body like it needs to be treated every day? No. Most of the days, yes. And that's what we're looking for. It's not about being 100%. If you can, fabulous. But if you can't, you don't beat yourself up about it. You just make the best next decision when it comes time. Create your now. So it's time that you get serious about how you're taking care of you. But there's a cost. There's a fee that you will have to pay. And you can do it. Number one, F, fuel your body. Fuel your body with excellent nutrition. And that nutrition is both food and liquid. Okay, so what you feed on, you will continue to crave. So if you still eat those chips all the time, I know chips and salsa are wonderful. But if you start eating them and you know that you have this addiction to them, then either make sure someone's around so they can pull the bag or limit yourself by saying, This is the amount that I get. Portion control, walk away and eat it somewhere else so you're not tempted to go back for three times more than what you really need. Because the more stuff that we put in, that's the more we crave. Yesterday, I went to the grocery store and picked up some those Easy Peel oranges. I won't use a brand name because they're not sponsors here, but you know what I'm talking about. And I got them and I looked at them and I'm like, oh man, are they good? Because sometimes you buy them and I buy the bigger bags. I was at the big box store. And so I bought a bigger bag and I was like, well, if I don't have someone to help me eat them, and I can't eat a lot of them because of the sugar content, but I wanted some. Well, I came home, I decided I would buy them, came home, put them in the little orange basket. It's not an orange basket, but where the oranges go for the basket. Anyway, so I put them in the basket and I had one and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so scrumptious. And it just like tantalized my taste buds. And I just felt like all the little juices were dancing on my tongue. And about 30 minutes later passed and I was like, you know what? I really could use another one of those scrumptious oranges. And so I reached for another one. And I'm thinking, Christiane, your body does not need this. I'm like, but it's good for me. So I had another one. I let a little bit more minutes fly by. And next thing you know, dancing on my tongue, I'm like, ooh, I think I need another orange. You see, what you feed on, you're going to crave. So it's important to know that what you're putting into your body is actually fuel for your body, that you're not putting stuff in only to crash later. Yeah, too many carbs. You know what I'm talking about. Some of us have harder crashes when it comes to carbs. I'm one of them. I have to be very, very, very careful as to where I get my carbs from. And when I say carbs, I'm talking about carbs as a whole, sugars. I know we can have this debate, but carbohydrates are sugars. There are different types and they affect every person differently. So you got to know your body. I pray that there are not very many extreme bodies like mine out there because mine is kind of messed up. But you know what? God gave it to me. He couldn't make me perfect because if I was perfect, well, then why would I be down here on earth? So I can't be perfect. So obviously I got this messed up body to do what? For me to help others. Because I know there are people out there struggling and it may not be to the extent that I do. But it's tough taking care of you. I get it. But you can't keep putting yourself on the back burner. You got to ditch that pause button. Fuel your body. Enrich your body with vitamins and nutrients that God made. That's what you're looking for. Because think about it. What do you want to look like? Do you want to be a Oompa Loompa? Now, I jokingly say that because when it's chilly down here, down south, and I'm out walking and it's freezing, it's 32 degrees, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I wear my husband's old big down jacket. And it's honking huge and it goes down to just above my knees. I'm not a tall person. And so it covers half of me, more than half of me, like three quarters of me. So all you see is this, you know, camouflaged woman here with calves of steel sticking out below. And I'm warm, but yeah, I look a little awkward. So I call myself the Oompa Loompa when I'm walking in this huge big jacket. But you see, I don't want to feel like Oompa Loompa. I don't care if I wear my clothes that make me look like Oompa Loompa. That's fine. But I don't want to look like one when it comes to my insides. My body doesn't need all that inflammation. So fuel your body with excellent nutrition. Drink your water, for goodness sakes. The heat is on. If the heat is on, more water needs to be going into your body because you're drying out. And as you're drying out and you're getting older every single day, your body needs water. So replenish it. Fuel up. If your car is empty and has no gas in it, is it going anywhere? No. Same with your body. Your body cannot fight any virus that is out there, any bacteria that is out there if you are not taking care of it. So people are all concerned about COVID-19, rightfully so. That is fine. So don't keep throwing your body under the bus by not taking care of it. It won't be able to go to battle for you when you need it to. So fuel your body. Number two, E, energize with intentional movement. The more you sit, the more you stay. It all goes to the dogs. Think about it. We've got an English bulldog, I know. I think he sleeps more than I'm awake. Literally. Actually, maybe not much, because I am sleeping better. But he does sleep a lot. He definitely sleeps more than, you know, the average human is awake, for sure. But we've got to understand that so much of what we do now is online. So much what we do now is what? In a sitting position. That is not good for your body. It's not good for your posture. You have got to move. This isn't about fitness and exercise. It's about moving your body like it was created to move. If you're having a hard time walking up a couple stairs, what do you think is going to happen in a couple years? It's only going to get worse. So energize with intentional movement. For me, it's strange. I know. I've shared this with you before, but if I sit for 45 minutes, I try to be up for 15. When I coach one-on-one clients, do you know what I'm doing? I'm walking around. Hence, yesterday, my 11 miles. I need to fuel and energize my body the way it was made. We were made to move. We were not made to sit. You're not a stuffed animal. As much as I think stuffed animals are adorable, I got my little grandson, this adorable little Dumbo. I know, total side note, but it's sitting on my desk. And so when I go and record for you, I've got little Dumbo looking at me and he's got these big, huge ears. One day I'll take a picture of him and post him for you. Oh, he's adorable. His ears are so soft. But you're not Dumbo. You're not supposed to be just sitting around all the time looking cute. Stuffed animals are, but we are not. So energize with intentional movement. Get your body moving. And finally, the last E in fee, number three, is engage. Engage in purposeful rest. This is a hard one. And I know you've heard these before, but I want you to get so honest with yourself that says, you know what? This is really where I lack. For me personally, spot on, rest is hard for me. Maybe it is because I have a lot of energy, but that's an excuse I use. Oh, I'm so energetic. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. They really created that commercial because of me. No, they did not, by the way. But I've been told that thousands of times. They're like, Christiane, you're like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep going and going and going and going. Yes, till I crash. Your body resets every day. It restores at night. It detoxes. Your brain does a brain dump. You think you have ideas in your head during the day and you're like, I got to just get this stuff out of my head. And you write it down. Or you type it in your notes in your phone. The thing is if you're not sleeping and getting the right amount of sleep, number one, number two, getting the quality of sleep on top of that, your body cannot detoxify itself. Your brain can't do a brain dump to reset itself. What does that mean? You're aging the wrong way. You're not taking care of yourself. Your body has got to reset. It's got to restore. It's got to rejuvenate. And it does that by what? Sleeping. If you do strength and conditioning, if you do CrossFit, you got to be sleeping because otherwise your muscles cannot repair themselves. You're tearing up your muscles so you can build muscle. How crazy is that? When you think about it, that really is kind of crazy, right? We tear something down to build it up. No, it's amazing because of our body. Because why? Back in the olden days when we didn't have advanced science and advanced technology and cars and tractors to do all this stuff. We didn't have huge trucks. We didn't have, you know, things to take care of our fields. We had to do everything by hand. That means when we were out in the fields done working, we came back in and we slept. And what would our body do? It restored itself. It repaired the muscles so we could get up the next day and go out and do it again. So you got to engage in purposeful rest. You have got to give your body the opportunity to reset. And that takes about 7 to 9 hours on average. Let me tell you, this is my struggle. You ask my family, you ask my close friends, and they'll tell you, oh yeah, she likes to just burn the midnight oil. And then she gets up early because her hubby's up early too. So she may not go to bed till 1 and then she's up at 4. And you wonder why she's exhausted. And really, I'm not exhausted, but I'm not at my prime. Okay, maybe my age, I'm getting there, but I'm not living at my prime. You got to take care of your body. Ditch that pause button. There's a cost you have to pay. It's all about the fuel, energize, engage. So who are you trying to fool? Be real with yourself. Are you trying to fool yourself? Are you trying to fool your spouse, your children, your people at work? I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. The next time you're around a mirror, if you're driving now, focus on the road. But if you go to the bathroom or whatever, the next time you look at the mirror, I want you to look at yourself and ask yourself the question, who am I trying to fool here when it comes to my body? What is it? Lean in a little bit. Look at your eyes. Look at your skin the next time you take a shower. Is it kind of crepey? You know, where it kind of looks dry? Well, you better start drinking some good old-fashioned water. That H2O does the body good. Are you trying to convince yourself that all those little bites of nothing isn't really that bad? It's just something? Or are you trying to treat your body as God designed you? Are you treating it with the respect that it deserves? Are you treating it that, oh my gosh, there's nothing in this world that can replace my body? It's so intricate, the details of it. Only God. Give your body a chance to thrive. Give yourself a chance to look at this year differently. Give yourself that opportunity to show up as a better mom. You may feel great now, but what would happen if you actually fueled your body appropriately? What if you actually took time to get that intentional movement? You know what I'm talking about. It hasn't been that long, but you need reminders. We all need reminders. And so this is your gentle nudge. Give your body that chance to thrive. Ditch the pause button. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.